Okay, at this time, I'd like to thank you again for coming and joining us here tonight. We are now about to begin the second program. The grades, as part of the grades 10 group, and the grades 10 through 12 are going to be doing The Villain of Venice. This is the first time we've done this particular Patch the Pirate story. We want to thank you again for coming. I just want to also give a lot of thanks to those who have helped. A lot of people that were on the back of your program that have been very instrumental in different aspects of this. It's a labor of many people coming together, and we just trust that it's all going to be well-pleasing, and you'll hopefully be very encouraged. So, at this time, we will begin The Villain of Venice.
Thank you. are called gondolas. The man singing is a gondolier.
Oh, solo
meow.
Oh, solo
meow.
Mamma mia.
Oh, wow.
That gondola just sunk. I sure hope you had Geico boat insurance.
Captain, Captain, come in!
Ah, Capitan, I'm so glad you could have come.
It feels good, Papa. Screw, I'm sure you all remember Papa Luigi Carrado.
Ah, sure they remember me. Where else are they going to find the best spaghetti in all of Italy?
Mamma mia! That's you, Luigi. You may bring a home as a meatball, but it's me who make it a sandwich.
Must be the PJ Pirate, all grown
up. I'm sure that's a PJ!
And look at the princess, Kay Bell!
She grows.
If we find out who's doing all of these terrible things.
Wait there. It'll be the end of the gondoliers and Venice. Oh, never fear. The
plane. Do everything we can to help.
Oh, Capitan, I don't know why you're so good to us.
It's because he got the Jesus inside of him. His light is shining in and out.
That's the kind of Christians we want to be, isn't it, PJ?
That's right, Captain Patch.
Some say there are no cats in America. But Venice is the city of cats. Oh, she is a guest of Mama and Papa Frog. And she is here with Captain Patch, the sister, on this case.
Cindy, are you all right?
You're gonna have to be careful here, Sissy.
So sorry, Miss Vega. You wanna come back over here? Be our guest.
No, thanks. I think I'm so happy right here next to Captain.
Well, let me. Let me introduce myself. I am Puccini, leader of the Magnifico Singing Cup of Venice.
What about Leo?
And this is Puccini?
Hey, and what about Leo?
And this is Zucchini. You want to hear some beautiful music? Oh, you forget me.
So is it?
And a one, and a two, and a three. We are the singing cats. We sing the way of cats. We sing and dance and play and pet and live like Mr. Krabs. You fall in love with
meow! Meow!
Step right up and find your teeth.
And how?
Let go.
Meow!
Excellent. How sweet you both would be.
And you know, Stevie, you have family
stuff. Oh, no, you are magnificent, Zucchini.
Interesting.
Catastrophic if you ask me. Puccini, Rossini, Zucchini, what brings you here?
To spread our musical joy, of course.
Ladies.
Oh, I love another boat went down.
Where did it happen?
At the Bridge of Sighs.
Come along quickly. We must investigate.
Let's head for the bridge, mates.
All the way we can play a new CD! We did release, and now I'll sell you.
It's out for the canal. You should buy it now.
Oh, hurry
up! Oh, it's all
right. We are the singing cats. We can't the wind for us.
There seems to be a definite pattern emerging here, with all these gondolas sinking. Now, once again, Mr. Gondolier, and this time, slowly.
Hi, Utomia. I was across in the canal, and I was a-singing for my passengers, and before I announced it, the water was a-coming in, and I was a-swimming in the canal. Mamma mia.
Did you notice anything unusual? Was anyone else around when it happened?
Let me think. There was a man running down the alley. Do you think he sunk in my boat?
Did you see what he looked like?
No. He was running in the other direction. But he was wearing a funny hat.
Interesting. Thank you for your help.
Captain Patch, Sherlock wears a funny hat.
Just as I suspected. Did you notice the smell?
What smell?
Garlic. Come, we're off.
What, garlic?
Where?
To see Guido Heliosi, of course. One of the few gondoliers still in business. And by the way, when we get there, you might want to plug your nose.
The bridge!
You see, Guido has the worst garlic breath you have ever smelled. He eats it like candy.
Oh. Look! Here comes another gondolier!
How romantic! It is my old friend Caruso, the gondolier. He shall take us to Guido.
Sherlock, are those fumes coming out of his mouth?
Yes, you see, Caruso, he likes garlic as well.
Oh.
journey, a taste and station that makes life sweet. I eat it daily, it's such a treat. It thrills my tummy and holds my feet. Garlic's fragrance is so unique. My friends all smile every time I speak. Really classy, it's really sweet. It keeps me healthy with a rosy cheek. I love garlic, it's lovely.
Wasn't that the same odor we smelled at the bridge?
Oh, he must be the villain!
Quite
the contrary. It was not Guido Helitosi who sunk that gondola.
What? How could it be?
But the garlic.
Was a different kind of garlic than that which we smelled at the Bridge of Sighs.
How can you be sure?
Elementary, my dear Captain. You see, Guido reeks of the common garlic grown right here in Venice. However, the smell at the fridge was ever so slightly more pungent. Perhaps grown on a remote island, unless I missed my guess.
It all smells the same to me.
To the untrained nose, I'm sure it does.
And Guido left it so malicious and suspicious.
He certainly has the most to gain by losing all his competitors.
Oh, Guido is by no means innocent. And I suspect that his game will be sniffed out before the sun sets tonight. But it was not he on the bridge.
Oh. Even if he didn't do it, he sure was a graduate grump.
And his family never sings.
Now that is a tragedy, Princess. I have so many great memories of going to church with my family and singing great old hymns of the faith. Whenever there was a church service, we were always in our place. Keep sharp lookout. Maybe
ask some questions or something?
But where do you think we can go?
I don't know. I wonder who there else is to talk to.
Well, I'm sure hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very hungry.
Yeah. Pizza sounds amazing. That pizza we had
pizza,
for breakfast.
Yes, oh, definitely.
He does make the best pizza in all of
Man, where's Papa at a time like this?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sure I'm thankful for my family and for growing up in a Christian home.
Hey, if you you know, you gotta keep a sharp lookout, so come, let's get to the lunch.
Oh, alright.
I'm so full cool from breakfast.
Forgive me, Captain. There's no one else you can talk to.
No.
Yeah. You know, you gotta tell him.
Wait, I heard about one guy. I think his name was,
Was it? Street Preacher?
Yeah.
Yes, Seth!
Yeah, him. Yeah, I wonder where he is. We should go find him.
No, let's go find him.
I think we should go find him.
All right.
Yeah.
He's very hard to find.
Yeah. I'm thankful for my family, though, for growing up in a Christian home.
Maybe if we'll say more, it wouldn't seem so grouchy.
You know, even if Rito's saying more, that wouldn't solve his real problem. He needs God to put a new song in his heart. But that's a decision Rito just isn't ready to make yet. And I'm afraid little Caesar may end up just like him.
How sad. He's never had a song in his heart.
Horrible.
Wow. That sounds like a simply awful way to go up. No, a song, or no, Jesus.
Street Preach Gasparo, greetings, friends.
No.
Everyone, this is Street Preach Gasparo. He leads a Christian ministry to the orphans of Venice. He takes them in, feeds and clothes them. He teaches them about God's love and salvation in Jesus. And he has them sing in the famous Venice Boys Choir.
Isn't it the Vienna Boys Choir?
No. We live in the Venice, so it is the Venice Boys Choir. These here are two brothers who are in the choir. Alfonso, Giovanni.
Ciao.
I have in the choir singing the good news of Jesus Christ along the canals of events.
Gasparo took us in 3 years ago and our lives have not been the same since.
We were living in an empty gondola and we're cold and hungry.
And wet. Gasparo found us in... brought us to a shelter where he gave us food and clothes.
And then he told us about Jesus and his love for us.
And we got a new song in our heart. I have the joy down in our heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
I have the joy down in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart. You say,
there's a happy, so there's a happy.
The family like you would attach. But they're growing up with us. They know about Jesus and they have eternal life and they love to sing their new song.
How wonderful, fantastic! We love to sing our new songs on new CDs.
We love to sing our new songs!
Each day I come to the canals of Venice searching for poor orphans. And the Lord would want to put him to the choir. This boy is Valentino. He has just joined us this week. And I would love for him to sing in the boys' choir.
Thanks for the food and shelter, Mr. Gasparo, but I'm not looking to sing in no choir. I don't sing.
And so, he's just like little Caesar and Guido. How sad.
Family or no family, rich or poor,
Cat or rat, a big tree or a small tree, mountain or a valley, an ocean or a stream, past the rocks or a man with hair. Or Kurt Wigsig or a man with good jokes. Carlo Di Venni va di Annussano. His grace is a marvelous, and anyone can join in the choir.
Keep a sharp lookout.
Hey, if you want to be a sharper, you got to eat. Come, we get to the lunch, huh?
But I'm still full from breakfast.
Me too.
Now, forgive me, Capitan, but there's no one else you can talk to. Everybody, they go eat. Now, come, let's not keep a mama waiting. You too skinny. How you live with just about skin and the bones? Come on, come.
Yeah.
on, Lodello. What is happening?
You look so full, and then you wish I got a hat.
maybe you should split up. PJ and Princess, why don't you go find little Caesar? You may know more than he's telling.
Aye, Captain.
Well, I think I'm going to go try to find Sherlock, see if he saw anything new.
I think I'll take a little nap.
What? No, you don't.
Mamma mia.
Oh, stop you complaining. You needed that exercise.
Sissy, why don't you follow the city and keep watching all the gondolas?
Aye, Captain. Arrivederci.
Oh, watch out for those cats.
He gives me rest.
Oh, Sherlock.
Right, I see. Well, you may tell your captain that everything is progressing according to plans now. Fly away, leave me to my work.
Aren't you going to?
Listen, you butthead, can't you see I'm busy? Get lost, I tell you.
I'm sorry. No, we mommy. He's been with them before, yeah, he's
is counting on me and you. Scarcity to love and mercy.